1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 4. This is my last look at this short passage dealing with Jonathan's friendship with David. We've seen Jonathan taking the initiative, even to his own hurt and cost. We've seen their spirituality of love, their relationship that is oneness of spirit and soul. We've seen the covenant that they've made with each other. Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. And in this discourse now, I want to speak on the sharing aspect. Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with his tunic, and even his sword, and his bow, and his belt. Being a preacher, or trying to be a preacher, exposes me to the charge of hypocrisy. It's relatively easy to deliver discourses, to write books and articles and all the rest. It's relatively easy, in a sense, to understand what the passage is saying. It's the doing of it, isn't it? It's the practical application of it. So I don't speak these things because I've attained. I preach these things, I give these discourses because I want to attain. I want to convey what I see in these passages. But I hope too that it will be impressed upon my soul. Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David with his tunic, sword, bow, and his belt. And the point in this discourse is that real fellowship involves sharing and giving. I believe I've mentioned a friend, a boyfriend at school, a colleague, a fellow pupil in the class, who had a lot of money, more than us. And he would try to buy friendship, but he was friendless. Jonathan is not trying to buy David's friendship. This is giving because he loves him. He has his friendship. They love each other. They have made a covenant with each other. And then Jonathan gives to him. He's not saying, if I give you this, will you be my friend? That's what my fellow colleague at school did, his boy buying friends with his money. He was friendless. No, Jonathan is not giving to get David's friendship. He has David's friendship. And he's giving to him. The difference between love and infatuation is here. Infatuation says, I want, give me. Love says, I have, take it from me. There's all the difference in the world. Jonathan gives here. Jonathan is the big man at this stage. David is the rising lad. Jonathan is the second in the kingdom. And he's showing what real love and real fellowship means. Friends are generous, and they share. And this is not just with David and Jonathan. 1 Timothy 6:18. We have to learn to share. Generosity of spirit, spiritual love, union of spirit, comes to practical demonstration. And you know the text I'm going to quote. 1 John 3:18. Love must not be in word only, says John. It must be in deed and in truth. It's like that fellowship I was talking about in a previous discourse. People today think fellowship comes out of a coffee tin or a percolator. It's not sentimental warm chat. It's not mere talk. It's practical sharing and giving. Saul tried to give David his armor. It was too big, too cumbersome for him. But Jonathan's fits, because they're suitable for him. They are real friends. Jonathan honored David. This is an honor here. You remember in the book of Esther? What do you do to honor a man? You put the best robe on him. What did the prodigal get when he got home? What did the father say? Put the best robe on him. And here is the affection, the honor that David is placed, has placed on him by Jonathan. Jonathan says, now here's my robe, here's my tunic, here's my belt, here's my sword, here's my bow. I'm handing, as it were, this to you. This is how much I love you. You remember when people die, often want to leave a keepsake, and people want a keepsake. Will you give me something to remember you by? An heirloom. And this is the kind of thing that Jonathan is doing for David here. The question is, of course, will it last? Did it last? Well, you come across other records, and you know them already anyway, that of course it did last, and beyond Jonathan's death. It wasn't perfect. Jonathan did not show complete willingness to separate from his father, but more of that is another discourse. But at this stage, it's a very wonderful thing. Jonathan took off the robe, and he gave it to David. And it shows a loving relationship here, much along the lines of 1 Corinthians 13. Love is generous. Love does not remember faults. Love grows, and I think we can say that it grows between David and Jonathan. Do I address anybody who you have to complain that you don't have a friend? Well, you have to show yourself friendly. Are you generous? Are you welcoming? Do you wish you had a friend? Can I ask you another question? Do you wish you were a friend? If you show yourself friendly, if I show myself friendly, loving and warm, then the friendships will come back. This is the friendship here. David was blessed by it. Solomon spoke of it in the Proverbs, and I have little doubt that Solomon heard it from his father's lips, how much the friendship of Jonathan meant to him. They were talking about it at home, I'm pretty sure. Friends don't say hurtful things about each other. They listen to one another. They don't give offense and they don't take offense. This has to be cultivated, brother and sister. This has to be worked at. This is not natural. This generosity of spirit, this willingness, this spirituality to share with one another. This is real believing friendship. We want to be known by our doctrinal correctness. We want to be known by our confession of faith. We want to be known by our orthodoxy. And yet Jesus says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, and that you have love one for another. John 13:35. I've said about the rebuke this discourse is to me. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, and that you have love one for another. I concentrate on my orthodoxy, my knowledge of doctrine, my ability to preach the gospel and so on. Yeah, very good, very good. But Jesus said, they'll know you're my disciples when they see you loving one another. James 2 tells us about the way we can show lack of love to people, and a harsh and proud and arrogant and cliquey spirit. And it's all wrong. Well, that's what I've been seeing in these few verses, four verses. The fellowship, the affection, the love, the friendship, the covenant friendship, the spiritual friendship, the oneness of spirit, the sharing friendship between these two young men. It's a very lovely thing to behold. Behold how they love one another. Let that be seen among us today, brother and sister. May we show to this world that is so full of malice and hatred and bitterness. I've quoted texts from Titus and other places where there's all this malice and bitterness. Let us show this love and affection between brothers and sisters in the Lord. I'll close with a hymn by Joseph Swain. How sweet, how heavenly is the sight, when those that love the Lord in one another's peace delight, and so fulfill his word. When each can feel his brother's sigh, and with him bear a part, when sorrow flows from eye to eye, and joy from heart to heart, when, free from envy, scorn, and pride, our wishes all above, each can his brother's failings hide, and show a brother's love. When love in one delightful stream through every bosom flows, when union sweet and dear esteem in every action glows. Love is the golden chain that binds the happy souls above, and he's an heir of heaven that finds his bosom glow with love. And of course, brother and sister, we have one great advantage in the new covenant. Well, several great advantages. Christ has come. Christ is our individual Savior. We know Christ in a way that Jonathan and David never knew. We have the Spirit in a way that Jonathan and David could never know. We've seen the love of Christ for us, brother and sister. The self-sacrifice of Jesus for us. The generosity of Jesus. Though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. Therefore, even as Christ loved us, may we love one another. And for Christ's sake, may we love each other. May we see Christ in each other and promote Christ in each other. May we all prove to be, in our various stations, Jonathan and David, bound together in true spiritual fellowship and love, to the glory of God in Christ by the Spirit. Amen.